Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. To continue our sermon series on the Lord's Prayer, today we are talking about the third petition, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's begin by reading through the petition and explanation from the Catechism. It's found on page 324 in the front of the hymn. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does this mean? The good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. How is God's will done? God's will is done when he breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which do not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come, and when he strengthens and keeps us firm in his word and faith until we die. This is his good and gracious will. So, a Calvinist and an Arminian are walking out of a building and they fall down the stairs. The Calvinist gets up, dusts himself off, and says, "Boy, I'm glad that's over." The Arminian says, "Now what did I do that for?" That is the difference between a belief in God's will and a belief in your own will. The Arminian, who believes that he is in complete control of himself and his salvation and his life, assumes that he is responsible for whatever happens to him, whether good or bad, or whether it's something completely out of his control, like tripping and falling down the stairs. The Calvinist, however, who believes that God is in complete control, rightly accepts everything that happens as being a part of God's will, whether it is for good or for ill. Now, we don't agree with the Calvinists on everything, but this at least we can agree on. God's will is absolute. He is in control. And that is what we pray in the Lord's Prayer when we pray, "Thy will be done." Now, praying "Thy will be done" is actually a radical and dangerous prayer and something we should not do without careful consideration. After all, we don't know what God's will is, at least not beyond the obvious. God's will could be for this country to enter a centuries-long era of peace in which we are free to worship and to send missionaries all over the globe. But his will could just as easily be for us to enter an era of persecution every bit as brutal as that which caused the rapid spread of Christianity under Nero and Caligula in the Roman Empire, and again under communist China. When we pray, "Thy will be done," we accept that either outcome is a valid possibility. So before we pray, "Thy will be done," we need to examine what we know of God's will. And from Scripture, some things about God's will are clear. First off, that God's will is for sinners to believe in him and to lead godly lives. That's what we said in the explanation to this petition in the Catechism, is that God's will is for us to lead godly lives. And, in fact, Jesus says this very thing in John chapter 6 when he says, "This is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." His will is for us to believe in him. And second, his will is also for our salvation. God's will is that we would be saved, that we would live with him in eternity. And that's what he says in, that's what Paul says a number of times in his letters in 1 Thessalonians 4, "This is the will of God, your sanctification." God's will is for us to be made holy. Or in Galatians 1, "Jesus gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age according to the will of God, of our God and Father." Our God's will is for us to be saved. And then even in our Old Testament reading today, in Ezekiel 33:11, and also several times in Ezekiel 18, God says, "As I live, declares the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked would turn from his way and live. Turn back from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel?" God's will is for us to be saved. His will is for us to believe in him and lead godly lives, for us to be saved. His will is for us to remain strong in the faith until the day we die. And this is all that we know of God's will. His will is for our good. But this is all we know of God's will. How his will is carried out is still a mystery to us. We don't know exactly what his will is for the rest of our lives, let alone for 5 minutes from now. And that prospect frightens us. Fear of the unknown is one of our most primal fears, which is why we try to bring the unknown into what we know. We try to know what we don't know. In other words, we want God to do our will in our prayers more than we want him to do his will sometimes. Perhaps sometimes we pray, "Thy will be done on earth and as it is in heaven," and then we add the caveat, "as long as your will is just like my will." We want God to do what we want him to do rather than what he wills to do. Whether we pray, "Give me the awesome car I want, my will be done. I need a better job, my will be done. Make my kids listen to me better, my will be done." I'm sure none of you parents know that one. And yet, our will is contrary to God's will apart from the Holy Spirit. We think we only want what God wants for us, but that's not always the case. In Proverbs 14, it says, "There is a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way to death." We think we know best for ourselves, but God knows better. Our way only leads to death. Paul comes right out and says it in Romans chapter 7, "I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out." We don't necessarily want God's will, and certainly not apart from the Holy Spirit do we want God's will for us. We want what we want. When we pray for our will, we do not know what it will cause if we actually received what we wanted. A few years back, I saw the movie Bruce Almighty, in which Jim Carrey plays a TV news anchor who gets the opportunity from God, who happens to be Morgan Freeman, because why not, to be God of Buffalo, New York for a week. And eventually, he decides that, you know, I'm just going to give everyone everything they want. And that actually causes the entire city of Buffalo to collapse into anarchy as every single person in the city wins the lottery at the same time and only gets a couple of bucks out of the deal. As the Sabres win the Stanley Cup, and who, of course, who doesn't like a good hockey riot now and then? And every other ridiculous request gets met. Among other things, he pulls the moon closer to the planet because it's more romantic and that causes tsunamis across the globe. We do not know what would happen if we actually got everything we wanted. That is why God's will is better. Or another even more simple example is the weather. If we were to get the weather exactly the way we wanted, what would that do? Perhaps a family on a picnic asks for a sunny day and yet it rains. God's will was for it to rain because the farmers needed rain for their crops. Or a basketball team asks for sun during their game, but it rains. And that rain puts out a wildfire before it can consume an entire forest. God's will is better than our will. And so when our will comes into conflict with God's will, all we can pray is that our will would be conformed to God's, even though we do not know exactly what that means. What does it mean for us to pray, "Thy will be done"? It means praying just the way that Jesus did on that Maundy Thursday in Matthew 26, when it says, "And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, 'My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.' Again, for the second time, he went away and prayed, 'My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done.'" Jesus prayed that God would take away the suffering that he knew was coming for him in just a few short hours, and yet he prays, "Not my will, but thine be done." And so praying "thy will be done" means praying that we would accept what God gives us, knowing that God's will is always for our good, even though we rarely understand how it works. Paul writes in Philippians 1, who doesn't fear death, and yet Paul writes, "To me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Thy will be done. In Romans 16, Paul writes, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet." God's will is for our good. Thy will be done. Ultimately, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. All things work to our good, to our benefits. We do not know what the future will bring, whether it will rain or snow or hail or even tornado tomorrow. We do not know how this upcoming election will turn out, peace and prosperity or problems and persecution. However, we do know that God's will for us is for our benefit. God's will is for us to come to faith in him. God's will is for us to spend eternity with him. God's will is for our will to conform to his will, so that we will what he wills. And God's will rule over us throughout this life and lead us into the next. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.